KJAN Sports.
It is time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. We'll take a look at sports Saturday. Wrestlers trying to qualify for the state wrestling championships this week in Des Moines. In a Class 2A District 4 meet at Harlan, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton capturing the team title. Atlantic Cam was the runner-up, and Atlantic Cam also with five qualifiers for state. Harlan had four qualifiers and plays third. Red Oak was fourth with three qualifiers. Among the Atlantic Cam qualifiers, Garrett McLaren at 106 and Chase McLaren at 138. They both won district championships. Runners-up for Atlantic Cam included Joe Weaver at 120, Connor Pellet at 152, and Cale Roller of 220. They'll all represent Atlantic Cam at the state wrestling championships this week. Harlan, as we mentioned, had four qualifiers, among them Ethan Lemon at 126, the runner-up, Oscar Olmos, runner-up at 145. Also, Joseph Arkfeld was the champ at 220, and Derek Wire was the champ at 285. Clarinda and Creston each had two runners-up as well. Red Oak had three. Jonathan Earp, the runner-up at 113. Also for Red Oak, Justin McCunn was the champion at 160 pounds, and Thomas Bentley won the 195-pound title in Saturday's meet. Also in Class 1A District Wrestling at Underwood on Saturday, Underwood dominated with 145.5 points for the team title. They had nine qualifiers. Logan Magnolia with four as they finished second. Missouri Valley has four. Audubon with three. Tri-Center has two. Riverside has three. Southwest Valley and Trainer each have one qualifier. Among those qualifiers at 106, Stevie Barnes of Underwood was the champ, and Jace Rose of Riverside the runner-up. At 113, Hagen Heistad of Logan Magnolia and Mick Schroeder of Riverside were first and second. Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center and Weston Allen of Underwood were the top two at 120 pounds. At 126, Briar Rice of Lomo was the champ. Zane Ziegler of Underwood, the runner-up. At 132, Logan James of Underwood and Gabe Smith of Riverside finished 1-2. At 138, Nick Hamilton of Underwood, Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley, the state qualifiers. At 145, Blake Thompson of Underwood and Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley qualified. At 152, Connor Lang of Missouri Valley and Tanner Owens of Underwood. At 160, the qualifiers, Michael Baker of Underwood and Bryson Free of Tri-Center. At 170, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley and Chase McGuire of Logan Magnolia. At 182, Trace McEwen of Audubon was the champ and Brennan Maurer of Trainer the runner-up. At 195, Luke Masinski of Audubon was the runner-up and qualifies, and he also got to that 100 career win plateau. His teammate Dylan Obermeyer was the champ at 220 and reached 100 career pins in that tournament Saturday. Chris Gardner of Underwood was the runner-up. Also at 285, Aaron Olson of Logan of Missouri Valley and Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia were the qualifiers for state, finishing 1-2. Also in a Class 1A district meet at Truro, I-35 with 100 points was the team champ. Panorama had 73 points for second. AHSTW was fourth. ACGC placing sixth. Among the area qualifiers from that meet, at 106, Hayden Fisher of AHSTW was the champ, and Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley the runner-up. At 132, Gunnar Larson of ACGC was the champ, and Joel Sampson of AHSTW was the runner-up. And Sampson also reached 100 career wins in that meet. At 138, Easton Benson of ACGC was the runner-up. At 145, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama, the champ. At 152, Cole Sackett of West Central Valley was second. At 160, Drew Vantiger of Bedford Lennox was the champ. Garrett Fox of Panorama won the title at 170. Gabe Pauley of AHSTW was the runner-up at 182. Carson Waddle of West Central Valley was the champ at 195. And Chance Stroh of Bedford Lennox was the runner-up at 220. They'll all move on to state. Also in a Class 3A district meet at Glenwood Saturday, it was Waukee dominating with Dallas Center Grimes the runner-up. Among the locals, Lewis Central has four qualifiers. Glenwood and Thomas Jefferson each will have three state qualifiers, and Abraham Lincoln one state qualifier heading to the meet. The state dual tournament is Wednesday. The state championships, they get underway coming up on Thursday. And we'll have live coverage all day, Thursday and Friday and Saturday, including our Saturday night wall-to-wall coverage, as we'll have live play-by-play coverage of the finals coming up on Saturday night from Des Moines. I'll be on hand for all those updates during the week, and Justin Williams will join me Saturday night to get you all of that action coming up on the weekend as we bring you live coverage of the state wrestling championships again this year here on KJAN. I'll take a look at high school basketball from the weekend. The Atlantic girls basketball team had their season come to an end Saturday night with a loss to Shenandoah, 61-41. Atlantic started the game strong, but a 20-0 run to end the first half was the difference maker for the Phillies as they pulled away. Atlantic jumped out to a 12-10 lead by the end of the first quarter due to some strong defensive pressure. The Phillies settled down in the second quarter and started to find the open spots against the Atlantic press and got some open looks as Roxy Denton and Logan Hughes helped Shenandoah come alive in the second quarter. Denton had 8 of her 20 points in that second quarter run. Hughes poured in 9 of her 29 that period, and Shenandoah was up 31-15 at halftime, 43-27 after 3. The Phillies improved to 13-9 and move on to face Red Oak in the regional semifinals on Wednesday night in Atlantic. The Tigers advance with a 77-21 win over Clarinda. Atlantic has their season come to a close with a 4-18 record in their first year under head coach Dan Vargason, who said after the game he was proud of the fight and the improvement that his team showed during the season. Atlantic will lose 3 seniors from that club, Bailey Newell, Alyssa Ginther, and Heidi Williams. Also in Class 3A basketball, Creston beat Clark 66-37, Des Moines Christian over Saydell 59-15. In Region 2, Carroll beat Greene County 61-26, Kemper Catholic over Southeast Valley 71-24 Saturday. In Saturday's 2A first-round play, in Region 7, Southwest Valley beat ACGC by a final of 40-38. It was Earlham over West Central Valley 50-33. In Region 8, St. Albert beat Underwood 61-47, AHSTW over Tri-Center 67-41, Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 50-32, West Monona over Maple Valley 52-38. In Class 1A play in Region 6, Lennox over Mormon Trail 52-8. In Region 8, it was Arweva beating Riverside 53-35, Bouyer Valley over Whiting 69-14, the winners all advancing. A wild finish in Iowa City last night. Jordan Bohannon's three-pointer with 0.6 seconds remaining capped a furious rally as 20th-ranked Iowa beat Northwestern 80-79. That was a game that saw the Hawkeyes trailing by 15 points with just over 4 minutes remaining.
Coach called a really good set to get me free. I knew if I got a really good screen on TC that I was going to be open because they're going to be either one chasing me and TC's going to have a wide open lob to put tied up, or I was going to get a good enough screen and I was going to be able to pop back out and try to let one fly, and that's what he said. And they got me the ball in perfect position. I took a dribble and was able to rise up.
Hawkeyes outscored the Wildcats 23-7 to close the game and moved to 8-5 in the Big Ten. And for most of the game, it appeared as though the Hawkeyes were headed to a lopsided loss at home.
For a while there, it looked like it was, as they say, one of those games. The ball's rolling off the rim. We make a great play, and it rolls out. They're hitting contested threes in our face. It's like, okay, it's just one of those days. But you kept looking up and saying, okay, it's manageable.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who was asked if he was surprised when Bohannon's shot went in.
No, once he pulled, I knew it was in. So did you. I've seen it since the kid was in seventh grade, and that's what he does.
Vic Law led Northwestern with 24 points as the Wildcats fall to 3-9 in the conference. The 12th-ranked Houston Cougars have won 8 in a row. Dejon Giroux scored 14 of his 16 points in the second half in the Cougars' 65-58 win over number 25 Cincinnati in the only other top 25 matchup yesterday. Iowa State will be off until Saturday's visit to Big 12 leader Kansas State. Cyclone coach Steve Prohm gave his team a couple of days off after a 92-83 home loss to TCU.
We'll practice Tuesday, probably take Wednesday off, and then Thursday, Friday, really lock in on Kansas State. It's about habits right now. It's about your daily habits right now. And so everybody's good in our league. We got humbled, and now we got to try to go humble somebody else.
Prohm's not concerned about a lack of confidence after the Cyclones dropped their second home game of the season. He says they'll bounce back with a solid effort. 16th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women claimed another road win as the Hawkeyes outscored the Buckeyes 27-10 down the stretch to pick up a win yesterday.
You come into Ohio State and you lead for almost the entire game. We've had 3 convincing wins in a row, and I think we're playing some pretty good basketball. 2 of those have been on the road.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Megan Gustafson had 29 points and 16 rebounds, her 78th double-double of her career, tying the Big Ten record. A familiar name will start from the poll for the season-opening Daytona 500, but not a familiar name. A familiar number will start from the poll. William Bryan was the fastest in Sunday's qualifying at Daytona International Speedway, driving the Chevrolet with the number 24, made famous by 4-time Cup champ Jeff Gordon. Byron received a top speed of 194.304 miles an hour in the final round of qualifying, nearly 0.2 of a second faster than teammate Alex Bowman. The 21-year-old Byron started all 36 races for Hendrick Motorsports last year, producing 4 top 10 finishes, but nothing higher than a 6th-place performance at Pocono Raceway. He was 23rd at last year's Daytona 500. Former Hendrick driver Casey Mears and Tyler Reddick secured 2 of the remaining spots in the Daytona 500. They posted the top speeds of the 6 drivers vying for 4 open spots in NASCAR's season opener. The rest of the 40-car lineup will be set by two qualifying races on Thursday. 36 of those spots are already filled because of NASCAR's charter system. Phil Mickelson put himself on the brink of a fifth victory in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Mickelson turned a three-shot deficit into a three-shot lead when a wild day of weather kept him from finishing. He was bogey-free with six birdies and made his big run, starting with a 9-iron to a foot behind the cup on the par 4 ninth. That was part of a five-hole stretch in which Mickelson made three birdies and Paul Casey had two bogeys. Mickelson is 18-under through 16 holes. Casey is 15-under and tied with Scott Stallings, who closed with a 66. They'll finish that out today. And in the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, yesterday, Birmingham Iron beat Memphis Express 26-0. The Arizona Hotshots over the Salt Lake City Stallions 38-22. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.